Democrat lawmakers Booker, Warren erupt after Paramount wins bid to buy Warner Bros. Discovery. By Warner Todd Houston on February 27, 2026. Democrats are erupting in alarm with streaming giant Netflix bowing out of its deal to buy Warner Bros. Discovery, leaving Paramount Skydance standing as the studio's top bidder. Democrats, including New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, Massachusetts, Sen. Elizabeth Warren, California, Senator Adam Schiff, and a raft of state candidates and officials are red-faced over the deal, and many are fearful that President Trump will have influence over both Paramount and Warner's if the former buys the latter. Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren is calling the potential Paramount-Warner's deal an antitrust disaster. A Paramount-Skydance-Warner Bros. Merger is an antitrust disaster, threatening higher prices and fewer choices for American families. What did Trump officials tell the Netflix CEO today at the White House? A handful of Trump-aligned billionaires are trying to seize control of what you watch and charge you whatever price they want. With the cloud of corruption looming over Trump's Department of Justice, it'll be up to the American people to speak up and state attorneys general to enforce the law, she said in a statement on Thursday. California Democrat Adam Schiff also warned of undue political influence in the media with the proposed purchase of Warner's. What was true for Netflix is still true now for Paramount. The merger of two of Hollywood's biggest studios must be subject to the highest levels of scrutiny, free from White House political influence, to determine its impact on American jobs, freedom of speech, and the future of one of our nation's greatest exports, Schiff wrote in a statement of his own. For his part, Sen. Booker is calling for Paramount Chief David Ellison to testify before the Senate about his intentions over the deal, Deadline reported. Booker had also signed on to a February 19 letter ordering Paramount to all communications, information, documents, and any other records related to Paramount's proposed acquisition of Warner Bros. Discovery. Other Democrats who are decrying the deal and posting alarms include California Democratic Attorney General Rob Bonta and left-wing billionaire and candidate for California Governor Tom Steyer. Oligarch Steyer accused Paramount of being part of the oligarchy. Paramount / Warner Bros. Is not a done deal. These two Hollywood titans have not cleared regulatory scrutiny. The California Department of Justice has an open investigation, and we intend to be vigorous in our review. Rob Bonta, at Agro Bonta, February 27, 2026. Oligarchy in full effect. pic.twitter.com/v/x9z. Tom Steyer, at Tom Steyer, February 26, 2026. These are but a few of the Democrat officials alarmed by the Paramount deal. Of course, they were just as alarmed by the Netflix deal, so, just the company names have changed. The deal between Paramount and Warner's is a long way from settled, granted. There is still a field of regulator hurdles to jump. Congressional hearings, approvals, bank agreements, and other goals to achieve before the deal can close. But Warner's is a big step closer to selling with Netflix dropping out. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X / Twitter at WT Houston.